This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Louis Pappas, the CEO of Louis Pappas Fresh Casual Restaurants. He is a third-generation member of a family who opened a Greek restaurant in the Central Florida West Coast community of Tarpon Springs nearly 100 years ago. Louis started as a busboy in a family business and is now its CEO. He is an accomplished self-taught chef and author of Louis Pappas' New Generation Greek Cuisine Cookbook. Louis, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for inviting us, and we certainly appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. We got a story to share, and look forward to sharing it with you.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you as well and all the details. So if you would tell our audience, for starters, about your family, your restaurants, and your food.
You know, we started way back with my grandfather, grandmother, of course, and coming over to the, from the old country. My grandfather actually developed serving for under General Pershing as one of the chefs there, I guess, that part of the military base, but specifically under General Pershing. He ended up developing a, you know, the troops had a lot of potatoes, of course, and they had starches, carbohydrates, and a lot of what they fed the troops over there. And so he ended up making a potato salad and simply putting this potato salad underneath a bunch of fresh vegetables. You know, those are the things they had. They didn't have a lot of proteins over there, short of, you know, starches and what have you in the service at that time. So he ended up doing that, and that's where the whole process started, I guess you'd say. And you know, after all the years and the evolution of time, and when my grandfather got out of the service, he brought that same thing because the troops loved it so much that he brought that same potato salad, tweaking it as he went into, you know, the civil side of things, and ended up developing a potato salad, a Pappas Greek salad, if you will, and that's what we are today. It's had very few changes done to it. You know, the fundamentally that the making of the potato salad is, you know, the same, and that's what, you know, there's thousands of different versions of potato salad out there, but ours happens to work very well with the type of dressing, which is very pure, natural dressing that we use and underneath our salads, and it's delicious. It's not a Greek salad. This is a Pappas Greek salad, and, you know, we don't want to confuse the issue because this is what we use. For many years, we had a lot of Greeks come into our restaurant and say, hey, listen, this isn't a traditional salad, village salad. And I said, you're right, it's not. This is a Pappas Greek salad, with all due respect. And they'd look at me and say, well, I said, but look around. You know, that's what built this big building right here, you know, that salad. So with that said, you know, it's gained popularity and it continues to do so. We offered our Greek salads now, our traditional, of course, and then our chopped salad is very, very prominent as well. And we offer it very healthy without the potato salad. We'll do it with hummus and grilled chicken over the top, if you will, which I give credit to one of my managers out in Lakeland in Central Florida. She was the one that came up with that recipe over the top of a chopped Pappas chopped salad. And it's taken off like wildfire. Very healthy, very good, very, you know, it's delicious, fresh, of course. But short of that, you know, that's where my grandfather got started with this whole process and taking care of, you know, cajillions of people over the years from all over the country. First, it started off with service people coming into this area, and then, you know, tourists coming in from up north, Canada, et cetera, all over the, you know, intercontinental, the United States and thereafter. But, and then, you know, all the way over to Europe. When the Europeans came over to Florida, they'd always come to Pappas Restaurant to eat, you know, our Pappas Greek salad, along with our, you know, specializing in Greek, you know, authentic Greek food, of course. But, you know, what made my grandfather, my grandmother, my father, my uncles, and my aunts and my uncles, and now us, so successful in the business? It's not a specific formula. It's simply just serving great food consistently, fresh, from scratch, healthy food, and the value's been tremendous. And just giving, we sell food, service, and a clean restaurant to eat in, and that's what we pride ourselves in and have been. And you know, that type of mindset is where we'll never lose track of. We have to stay with that.
Certainly sounds like I need to try some of that salad dressing there that has helped build your business and bring popularity your way. Tell us, Louis, what has made your restaurant so successful for decades?
Well, you know, again, you know, we brand ourselves over the Pappas Greek salad, of course, and the potato salad. But after, you know, when I had the full service restaurant, which, by the way, I sold, it was a 48,000 square foot restaurant. I had, on average, I employed 365 people under that one roof, and I lived there, you know, ate, slept, and breathed it really for all of my life. And but what really made our, you know, when people thought of Pappas, whether they were in Canada, whether they were in Germany, whether they were on the West Coast, California, Arizona, you know, up the Eastern Seaboard, and they came to Florida, they would come and they would call and they would say, "We're coming to eat with y'all." And it, to be, you know, specific, point specific, they would say, we're, you know, they would make a mention. They wanted our Greek salad on the table, a big, beautiful Greek salads to feed their whole party. And then they would want, you know, our delicious prime rib, which we were famous for, our prime rib, of course. And you know, and then the Greek delicacies, they, you know, we would do, you know, butter pan fried calamari, which were not the squid rings you see today. So they were really authentic, delicious squid coming out of Monterey, California. Our stone crabs, you know, the first week of stone crabs. So all of these things were a culmination of all of these different fresh, delicious foods where why people came to eat with us from all over the world. They would highlight and have appetizers. They would, some of them would have the Greek specialty items for main courses or lunch, or highlight them as an appetizer, before an appetizer, if you will. But we were so diversified on our menu. We had roast duck with fresh candied yams. And, you know, I recall as a young man watching all of these older Greek ladies in my kitchen, you know, and they were standing around a table and they would be, oh, gosh, they would be cleaning all of this delicious fresh seafood for all these years. And you know, and that's what they did for us. That's what they did for my grandfather and my father and everybody, you know. And we just had that type of work ethic instilled and pride instilled in all of the people that worked for us. We couldn't help but to serve. Whatever we served was spot on. It's hard to do today, I got to tell you, but I figured out a system to make it happen for my fast casual concept. But for the most part, that's why people came to Pappas. They loved our Greek food, of course. They, you know, they couldn't wait to get into our salads. We have literally shipped our Pappas salads all over the country, and you know, and ice in a styrofoam thing, and shipped them. You know, people say, "I want a Greek salad to serve my mother. It's her, you know, 60th, 70th birthday this weekend. Can you ship us a salad, please, Mr. Pappas?" And we do. We do. When we can, we will. But I have to tell them, it's no guarantee how it's going to turn out when it gets there, but we'll do the best we can while it's here. And, you know, so that's what it's all about, you know, just serving great food, fresh food, healthy food, and sticking to our roots that, you know, there was no compromise in our quality or integrity, without question.
What would you say is next for Louis Pappas Fresh Greek Restaurant?
Good question. I sold my big restaurant. I didn't sell it, but I had, you know, people came to me and made me an offer several years ago, about 12 years ago, I guess, something like that. And ended up selling it. And I looked at my wife of 39 years and I said, Nancy, hell, I'm not going to retire yet. You know, I'm not ready to retire. And I said, there's one thing I want to do. I know what it's like to run a business that can feed up to 4,200, 4,300 people a day, Pappas quality food. I know what it's like to employ and micromanage, if you will, 360 employees under one roof, you know. But what I don't know is what does it take to build a system into a company to be able to stand off and don't have to be there, have somebody running it for you and have everybody held accountable. I want to build that system. There's got to be a way to do it. And this was back when fast casual was called home meal replacement, if you will. And, you know, I just tried to get, my father told me years ago, Eric, he said, Louis, listen, you're going to see a day come, God rest his soul, he died five and a half years ago. He says, you're going to see a day come where these chains, all these chains that are, you see, Outback and all these other people coming about now. There's, you know, 10 years ago, and this was 15 years ago, 20 years ago, he says, 10 years ago, there was 5 restaurants between Tarpon Springs and Tampa. Now there's 30 restaurants. In another 10 or 15 years, there's going to be 150 restaurants, and 80% of them are going to be chains and successful chains. My father had that foresight. He said, if you're going to stay in this business, and in fact, he was the one that told me that, he says, I hope you don't stay in it, you know. But I was the only one in the family that had a passion to stay in it. But he said, if you do stay in it, you've got to figure out a way to take the mountain to them. Okay, you've got a great product. You've got to, in order to compete in the restaurant business today and soon to come, you're going to have to be able to open multi units, and every one of them are going to have to be run exactly like the last one you opened, without question, without fail. And so, you know, I'll never forget him telling me that as a young man, you know, 15 some odd years ago. And sure enough, you know, that's kind of what's developed, obviously, all over the country. There's national chains that are very well respected and do very well. And they dip into your business. I'm a firm believer in that as long as we worry about our own backyard. I used to give lectures of this to all of my people, you know, at a young age, that, listen, let's worry about your own backyard. Don't worry about what opened up next door to you. Don't lose focus of what we're doing here. And I promise you, your customers will try them, but they'll always be back to us as long as we execute with perfection. So with all that my dad told me, I said, I got to do this. We sold the big restaurant. I said, I've got to figure out how to make the system work for a fast casual concept. We developed it several years ago, a few years back, and you know, Greek has become very popular recently, Eric. I mean, it's just on fire in the last few years. You know, we started off doing 400,000 or 500,000 a year in these little cafes with 2,000 square feet in them. And, you know, we're up to, you know, almost 3 times that much now. So I'm happy with the results. The systems that we built, I'm just, you know, that is really what I'm very proud of. We have something. We have, first of all, our concept is, I don't want to use the term complicated, but we have a lot of moving parts in our menu. We offer a great variety, just like I told you about the big restaurant, whereas we highlighted special Greek specialties, but we serve stone crabs, we served prime rib, roast duck, calamari, you know, whole calamari. You know, so we were well diversified at that big restaurant. That's what a lot of people came for, a variety of food. Well, my fast casual concept had to have that same thing, but obviously on a smaller scale. So what we ended up doing was developing through our systems a great training program. Daily procedures, operational procedures are very finite from minute to minute. I can tell a individual what to do, about when to do it, and how long he or she has to do it in. And then if they want to know exactly how to do it, then they'll go to the document. So, for example, and it's very finite. It's minute-by-minute detail, and it's just turned my company around. You know, it'd be a different story if we were just flipping hamburgers. But, again, my little fast casual concept has a lot of moving parts in it. It's not only we highlight Greek food and, of course, our papa salads, but we've got mojo sandwiches. We've got other, you know, sandwiches and dishes and so on and so forth. But and we specialize in a fantastic specials menu that we're going to share with our franchisees that'll give them the opportunity to every 30 to 45 days change out the specials and to their liking and keep their customers interested and their employees interested for that matter. So, you know, the training system has to be not complicated again, but it has to be thorough, and it had to be very precise and be able to hold everybody accountable as to what they learned, how well they learned it, and the execution thereafter. And, you know, theoretically, all my managers have to do, once they've trained an individual in the right way, all they should have to do to that individual is just coach and supervise them throughout the course of every day. And, you know, feel good about that because they feel good about that, and it works. That's kind of where we're at for the future. You know, we've built this fantastic system, which took years and years to develop. We've put it into a platform, if you will, or a format that is user-friendly for a client, a franchisee, if you will, or a partner. And we, with that, we've been able to, you know, execute and use this system in our own stores to make sure that it's foolproof, you know, bulletproof, if you will, and that it works to a science. I'm happy with it. I mean, because if it didn't work, I think I'd just jump off a roof, you know. But no, we're quite happy with the system, and it's ready to go to market now. I think, you know, at this point in time, Greek is hot. We have a sustainable product. We've proven ourselves. We're not a Johnny-come-lately kind of guy that, you know, you can literally put a face with the name Louis Pappas and the pride and the history and the product and services side by side with it, not behind it, side by side with it. So we feel very good about that.
And most certainly with reason. Today we're joined by Louis Pappas, the CEO of Louis Pappas Fresh Casual Restaurants in the Central Florida West Coast community of Tarpon Springs that opened its first location nearly 100 years ago here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Design Crowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design. And over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't like the design that you are delivered, Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/ePodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Mr. Pappas, why do you think the time is right for franchising?
Well, for franchising, the time is right because of the systems we built. And again, I was not going to go to market, and my franchisees, without question, Eric, have to be more successful than Louis Pappas is. Otherwise, I'm whistling Dixie. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. It's not worth me taking on the endeavor or the financial burden of going to market the franchise if I know that these people don't have the tools at their hand and the training and the support from the papacies to give them in order for them to be as successful, if not more so, than Louis is. So, number one. Number two, the other part of that question is then, besides internally why you think it's time to franchise, what else is there? Greek, like I said, Greek is hot right now. And with Greek being hot, it's, you know, our sales have grown. We've always had a repeat loyal customer base that is phenomenal. People drive 30 miles to go eat at a counter service restaurant, should tell you something, you know. And so, you know, with that being said, that's why we think it's ready to go. We've got a great loyal business. You know, I've always said that if an Asian restaurant or a Mexican restaurant can open up on every corner, well, then I can promise you Louis Pappas can too, and compete with anybody.
Lastly, what do you look for in a franchisor that would be one that you would like to be a part of your franchise?
The franchisor, you know, when we look at somebody or the franchisee and we think about what type of individual or client that we look for, well, we look for somebody who may not know who we are, but are looking for maybe a young company with a great history and track record, with good sales profitability, with great training and support. And with all that, though, you know, we still look for, that's what, you know, they look for, and we look for that individual who is going to either have a passion and knows us already, or that it just creates a passion for Pappas and, you know, the spirit of entrepreneurship and has knowledge and experience and skills in the restaurant business and a few bucks in their pocket, but doesn't mind working. So, you know, there's certain criteria out there, and the same thing I look for in my managers, no different. You know, I look for managers that you know, have developed a passion for Pappas and really love working with and for us. And quite frankly, they don't work for us, they work with us. Let me clarify that. So, you know, that's the kind of individual or corporate that we're looking for in terms of a partnering up with a franchisee. And hopefully, you know, there's a lot of franchisees out there that own hundreds and hundreds of franchises, right? And someday I'm sure we'll be entertaining the thought of joining hands with somebody like that can take it to the next level. But I am not in the process of growing for an unfound reason. I simply can tell you that it's got to be methodical, it's got to be factual, and it's got to be honest, it's got to be true. And I don't want to tell you that I remember one time somebody told me they sold 50 units and they've only had one open. And I said, well, that's, what the hell is that? You know, that doesn't make sense to me. So that's not the kind of franchisor I want to be.
Well, you've certainly done very well. You've set up such a wonderful opportunity for one to consider a franchise. And I can't agree more with Greek being a hot item right now. Folks are more interested in eating more healthier, and Greek food is known for its healthy menu as well, and really, really an interesting story. I probably could hear a lot more. Wish we had more time. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Louis Pappas Fresh Casual Restaurants online and how they could be in touch if they were interested in getting more information about being a part of the franchise.
You can go to louispappas.com. www.louispappas.com. And I believe there's a link to the franchise information on there. And absolutely, or, you know, we have a telephone number here you can call corporate. Actually, right now, in terms of the franchising and what have you, we don't even have an agent out there selling our franchises. You know, it's all in-house. And I want to be, you know, one-on-one, personable, and you know, I want to be able to communicate. I want to talk to somebody without a lot of, you know, boundaries in between, sort of thing, you know? And that's the way I operate. It's hard for me to text, let me put it to you that way. I want to talk to you on the phone. I might be old-fashioned. Yeah.
Well, it probably goes a long way. Well, it certainly has been great to have had you, Mr. Pappas, and certainly wish you continued success and look forward to another opportunity of having you back with us right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Well, thank you very, very much for your time as well, sir. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Louis Pappas, the CEO of Louis Pappas Fresh casual restaurants in the Central Florida West Coast community of Tarpon Springs, Florida, that opened its first location nearly a century ago. Louis is also an accomplished self-taught chef and author of Louis Pappas' New Generation Greek Cuisine Cookbook. And for more information in all regards or interest in being a part of the franchise or buying into it, visit LouisPappas.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.